Interior Secretary Gail Norton defended herself before a federal court yesterday in an ongoing lawsuit against the government that alleges mismanagement of billions of dollars in Indian trust revenues. The trust money is generated by royalties paid for oil and gas exploration on Indian lands. But while the courts and the agency try to sort out the problems, people living far away from Washington are feeling the effects in a very personal way. Daniel Crocker of member station KNAU reports.
About 40,000 tribal members are owed nearly $50 million in funds that have been held up since November. That's when a federal court forced the Interior Department to shut down its entire computer system because of security concerns, stopping all payments of the tribal royalties. This week, it announced it will finally resume cutting checks. The decision comes none too soon for the Navajo Nation. With a 50% unemployment rate on the reservation and an average per capita income of only $6,000, royalty checks are vital sources of income for many of the people here. And in the interim, the tribe has tried to help make ends meet. On a snowy evening last month in Nyesi, New Mexico, about 100 Navajo landowners gathered at the aging Boys and Girls Club gymnasium. They were seeking help from community leaders. Among them was Dorothy Bitsui of Huerfano. Aside from Social Security, the royalties from her gas wells are her only source of income. In the last few months, she's been struggling just to keep her truck.
I need help. They wrote a letter from Albuquerque to tell us to pay the truck or bring the truck in. So we just keep calling over there, telling them to wait.
In the last few weeks, the Navajo Nation has paid out nearly $500,000 to help people get by while they are waiting for their checks. Navajo Councilman Irvin Keyswood says the bailout was something the tribe should not have had to do.
I believe that the Navajo government did take on responsibility of the federal government.
And the waiting may not be over. Despite the government's new announcement, it's still unclear when checks will actually get into people's hands. And many are getting impatient. Mary Viterinchia also attended the meeting in Nyesi. Her leathery face shows the years of working a parched land. Speaking in Navajo, she summed up the feelings of the crowd.
Why this happened, she says, this should have never happened.
Reissuing checks won't solve all of the Interior Department's problems. 500,000 plaintiffs in the class action suit are trying to force the government to account for trust money that's been missing for years. The Indians' lawyers claim the government owes 300,000 Indian account holders more than $10 billion. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker in Nyesi, New Mexico.